Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. Well, none other than your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. Thank you for tuning in today. I know it was a little longer coming on this morning, but been on vacation and trying to get back in the swing of things. So welcome to our show today. And we have a wonderful topic we will be talking about today is hearing God speak, Spirit speak. And we have a caller already on the air that we're going to have tuned in. But before we start with our program, we're going to have a few words of prayer this morning. Oh, gracious Father, we come just to say thank you. Lord, you've been so good and you've been so kind to each and every one of us listening on this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. I hope it's something that is said that will help someone along the way, will help someone draw closer to God, and that will hear God speaking to them this morning, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Heavenly Father, bless the guest that is on the other line today, dear Heavenly Father, that will break the bread of life with our listeners today. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen and thank God. And today, our topic is on hearing God's Spirit speak. And I know a lot of you are today that's new in the faith, that's still on milk and not on meat yet, are saying, how do I hear God speaking to me? How do I know when God is speaking to me? And I'm just going to give you a few little things, a little tidbits, a little nuggets today that will help you along your way. Then we're going to have our guest, the man of God, no other than Prophet Evangelist Richard Bryan, will be on to share some things with you today. And before he come on to speak, I'm going to tell you a little bit of what I've had. Hearing God's voice. Are you ready to listen? Hearing God's voice is something we all long for. But you know, it is hard to do. In fact, God wants you to hear his voice. He wants to speak to us through a quiver in our lives or through vibes or medium. Hearing the voice of God is as natural as hearing your best friend talk to you. What more, we can hear him every day, and not just on special occasions or by chance and special incarnation. He speaks to us in the natural moment of life. Do you want to hear God's voice? Then you must be ready to listen. Hearing God's voice. Why do you want to hear God's voice? That may sound like a silly question, but motives are important of anything we do. The Bible says this about God's word. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to divide soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. You will find that in Hebrews 4:12. Do you want to hear God's voice today? It's possible if you're hearing him already. He may be giving the one giving you the longing to hear him. So today I'm going to stop telling you something and let you hear the man of God. And then I'll inject and come back on. So man of God, you are now on the air. Hello, caller. You're now on the air.
I'm here.
Okay, well, welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry today, where we have none other than pastor, prophet, evangelist, visionary, Richard Bryan. He will come on today and share with all of you listeners today on hearing God speak to you. You're not on the air.
Well, praise be the Lord. We thank God for the radio listeners and people all around the world that listen to a voice of the Lord, yet speaking to people all walks of life. We live in, as we say, we're living in the last days, and we got to know the difference, esteeming the difference between the voice of God and ourselves. Many people say they know the voice of God, and many people don't know the voice of God, but that's the purpose of why God says in his word, he said, how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he sit if it's not of God? You got to hear the voice of God. God is the God that's omnipotent, and God is the one that's making things perfect in our lives, and we got to know the difference between ourselves and the difference between the voice of God. Now, the Bible says that many are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. As you be led by the Spirit of the voice of God, in other words, the voice of God comes to speak within you. You have that audible voice of God. And when you know the voice of God, you will obey his word. But if you don't know his voice, you cannot obey his word because you can follow him through your own natural mind. Natural mind hearing is the difference between God. That's why he said that which is spiritual, and that which is carnal is carnal. So every mind and every hearing is more important than anything in this world. We must hear from God. Men can bring things to you, but hearing from God, direct from God, the word of God, where the word of God be said in order that you know the right way, not the wrong way. You got to esteem the voice of God. You got to know what voice are you listening to. Everybody has a voice. Voices come. And also there's types of spirits that come that attack and bring things in your thinking is of God. But the Bible said, try the spirit and see if it's of God. You got to try the spirit and see if God making headways or see if it's really God speaking or just a spirit coming to speak. And as you know that this last hour that we're living in, there's a lot of chaotic things are happening in the spiritual world as well as the natural world because of the timing we're living in, and lots of people are falling because they listen to the wrong voice of people, wrong people that's causing them to fall. But God, he's a God, a remarkable God, but God, because we got to know him as he is God. And we, as we look into the Word of God, we find out that in St. John 14th chapter of St. John, when Jesus was speaking, Christ was speaking to Philip about this passage of Scripture of the 13th verse, the 14th chapter, 13th verse. And he began to say that, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. Now he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. He said, now I will do it. Now that's as plain as we can do the voice of God. Yet he's making a pattern here, letting people, Philip, know. And this is the answer that God gave unto Philip. And he said that the Father may be glorified. Now the God, the Father, which is God, that be honored. And in the Son, which is in the Son. And he said in that 14th verse, he said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He said, now I will do it. And that's just clarifying that what's taking place, that Philip knowing the voice of God yet speaking out. God's speaking yet to Philip. And that's where we must know, recognize the scripture. When the scripture is speaking, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. And when he says of God, he's meant that it's probable for doctrine, for reproval, or he said a correction or instruction in righteousness. Now he's making it plain to us all, man. It's come to correct us. We got to know the voice of God. He's not coming to beat you over the head or anything. He's a gentle God. He's not a mean God. He's not a God that's want to put wrath upon you. God come to set you free. That's why you got to know him. You got to know, esteem the difference of his voice and your voice. Some come in a form and saying that there's Christ. The Bible says in the latter days there'll be false prophets. False prophets come and they say things that they didn't hear the voice of God. They were saying of their own intellect. You can get in that stage that people will say the wrong thing. But see, when you know the voice of God, God never missed a heartbeat. God is right on time. Because he's a timely God, because he knows the difference between our thoughts and how we perform or how we yield. That's almost like when you recognize that when Jesus was appearing at Mount Transfiguration, and when God had spoke out to the disciples, said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And he said that same thing to the book in the book of Matthew, is telling about when the River Jordan, when Jesus appeared, and when God spoke out of heaven and spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son," to John. So John knew the voice of God because he would listen to the voice of God. So you got to know where you're at with God. Everybody don't know where they're at with God because they don't examine the voice of God. Because if you examine the voice of God, you'll follow in the pattern of God. You won't follow in your own mind. Your own mind can get you to the point that you can really miss God. You can miss the point of God, where God's taking you to, knowing direction, what direction to go in to hear his voice. So that's why God said you got to go to the point that when you go into prayer, God deals with you in the prayer room. His voice talks to you. He can just come in the room, and you can just feel his presence. And yet he's talking. Sometimes God will talk through, he'll talk to all the voice, and also he'll talk through his word. His voice comes through his word. He'll tell you what chapter to turn to or what scriptures to turn to and let you know exactly what. See, that's the difference between our mind and the voice of God, because we communicate through the voice of God. We're hearing the voice of God. That's how Jesus knew the voice of his Father, because he listened to his Father. He did things what his Father told him to do. He was taking to the point of almost when he was led into the Spirit, by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. God spoke to him what's going on, that he went into to that 40 days of fasting. God communicated with him. And see how the angels came to save him from now and from on high. But God was building Jesus, preparing him. So when he come out, that he'd be prepared. And he esteemed difference. His thought was just not the thought of what you call a natural thought. It was a thought of the thoughts of God, because he was in God and God was in him. He was God manifested in the Spirit. The Spirit was in Jesus. He come that slain lamb. He come into that place that known his Father, and Jesus had to communicate with the Father. He was time that Jesus went off and prayed. He visited his Father, and his Father was relating back to him. Just when he was in Gethsemane, when he was there praying all night, and the voice of the Lord spoke to him, and he spoke back to God, and the question was made, that Jesus made a statement, said, "If Lord, if it's thy will," Jesus, God spoke to him, "So if it's thy will, let this cup pass from me." But Jesus made it, "If it's thy will, Lord." See, he spoke to his Father, that it is thy will, Lord, let the cup. But see, Jesus had to went on and did let that cup went on the pass from you, and I would have a chance today. It's just the voice that he obeyed his Father, because he was following in the pattern of his Father. He had the Father-like voice. When you have a voice when you have the father-like voice, God is always leading you. He's teaching you how to come into a unity of him, because that's the way God planned this thing. Without unity, there's no strength. Without the hearing the voice of God, you won't know him. You're saying that you know him, but you're making mistakes. Mistakes come because you're not sitting. Like everything, that a lot of times the people say that God speaks. He speaks some. He speaks, and also he don't speak. Sometimes he'll set quiet. And then when he set quiet, that means that he's letting you know, be quiet. Mm-hmm. Be quiet, and they're getting to listen. Because the Spirit does not come where confusion is. It does not mingle with people that's talking all the time. It comes into a quiet zone. Jesus went in Gethsemane. That was a quiet place. That was the place that he sought God. That's the place that he had the voice. That voice came into God. Voice came into to Jesus there. But Jesus was steady talking to God. See, he don't come where all the distraction at. The voice, you cannot hear the voice of God when the distraction comes. You're missing the point. The Bible said, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has, especially had to talk." If you're talking all the time, you don't give God time to speak, because you always, if we constantly talking all the time, well, we don't know the voice of God. We said, you know, what we know, we're speaking out of our sons. We have to be quiet sometimes and let God speak, let him minister unto you, let him talk to you out of all of the voice. His voice comes, sometimes God's voice comes so great and so strong, and he'll share a word with you. Hearing, open that word up to you, and open the word to speak out of the word to you. The word awakening your spirit. That's why you got to spend vital time with God. It's not just being just with him. Vital time. That means you have to spend there and sit there and let God take and minister the needs. You got needs in your life. You got places that God want to replace things that's been out of you and restore back things inside of you that you need the miracles of God to work in the vessel. You are a vessel meet for the master's use. You have to be used gifty of God. God manifested his gifts inside of you, and as you listen to the voice of God, and you're hearing his voice, and God leads you in areas that people need a helping hand. Or he leads you a person that's downtrodden, a person that's is wounded, a person that is sick and diseased. God leads you to those places to minister to people, that his words come out of your mouth, because you've been in a place with God. Yeah. And when you get in a place with God, locked in with God, your mentality changes. Your everything inside you changes, because the voice that you'll be communicating with, he speaks out to you. Mm. He speaks in all of a voice that nobody can give this voice. No, it's not a form. It's not an act, but it's a real. It's real as them sitting here ministering this word. It's God speaking. It's not me speaking. It's the voice of God speaking to the people of God. Speak to the people that hears the voice of God. Ministers, preachers, all those that call into this ministry, they must listen to the voice of God. Not to listen to your own mind. Mm-hmm. Your own mind can get you turned around from God, that when you won't be able to hear the voice of God. But you got to be tuned. If you be tuned to God, all the voice comes in to speak within your spirit, speaks to you, especially to you, because you, and if you communicate with God, if you know that you as a child of God, and you know that you live just like God wants you to live, well, God, he manifests himself in you, because how you're carrying yourself in his word. And his word is so real and is so rich because of what he's saying about his word. Now, the word of God, Jesus let us know that the word, but it's a comfort. The comfort is which is called the Holy Ghost within you. The Father himself, he sent in his name. You know, he sent it in his name. He didn't send it in no other name but the name of Jesus. So, in other words, it's a name, but also it's a teacher. What does it teach? What does it do? It teaches you all. What all things? What are the things that he teaches you? One thing about he remembers, he said, now I will bring back all remembrance of what I have taught you. Yes. He said, I bring them back. Because whatsoever I have said unto you, he said, I'll bring everything back to your remembrance, what I have spoke to you years ago of your life, everything that I spoke in your life. He said, I will teach you my ways because of my voice. It's almost like when Paul was on his way to Damascus, a light came shine down on Paul, and he was named, before his name was Paul, his name was Saul. But it was a voice spoke to Saul.
Yeah.
And that voice came into him so strong, even the ones who was with him wanted to know where his voice coming from, because God spoke and told.
Yeah.
Told him.
Mm. Well, Evangelist, I hate to cut you off right now, but we got another caller. Hold, stick a pin right there. Let's see what this other caller have to say to us this morning. Just hold
okay,
on. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You're on air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Glory to God.
Mm. Okay, maybe they just want to listen today.
Glory to God.
Let me check. I want to give them ample time. Hold on.
Yes.
Glory. If I hang up, you call right back in. Hold on. Mm. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Good morning. We've been trying to click you over. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm glad you came in. You tuned in to Joy and Peace Outreach today. Would you like to say something on the air today, on the show?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm just listening.
Okay, you just want to listen? Okay, then. Well, we'll put the man of God back on then. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, good. I was hoping you had cut her off. She said she just wanted to listen today, so man of God, go ahead and bridge. I hated to interrupt you, but I wanted to give our caller a chance to say something, but she said she just wanted to listen today.
Oh, well, praise be to God.
Uh-huh. She said she didn't want to say anything, but she wanted to listen, but she tuned in.
Oh, well, praise be to God. We was discussing about the voice of God, and we was ministering about. We left off, we was talking about Saul, was on the way to Damascus Road, and the voice come, voice spoke out, and how Paul, Saul was there, and the disciples, the ones who was with him, they heard the voice. So that just showing you right there, if one can hear the voice, then my God, he speaks to all. He's speaking to the voice of his people throughout the land. Got to know, esteem the difference between the voices there, different type of voices come to them and speak, and you got to recognize what spirit you listening to. Everybody confessing that they know God, but they don't really know him, because if you really knew him, you would make mistakes like we do. We make big errors because we, as they say, some say, well, we're not perfect, but God, he's a perfect God.
Yeah.
He's perfect in spirit, so we are spirit, so we have to be perfect in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But your spirit has to be to the point of where it got to know, they got to be tuned to God. It's almost like you got to be tuned, as like he said when Paul and Silas was in the jail, there was a noise made. It was a praise noise that they made some noise. Well, God couldn't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And God heard them, glory to God. He heard them, because if he didn't hear them, he wouldn't have ever shook the foundation. He wouldn't have ever did anything. But they went begin. They magnified God. They gave honor to God. They reverenced God. They praised God. They exalted God. They gave in all this. And sometimes you have to exalt God above all. Then God will come back in another. He will come back and speak into you. Well, he spoke, and he sent something great. He sent a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound came to the point that it shook the foundation. When it shook the foundation, that means that when it shook it, it means the doors opened. The doors swung open, glory to God. When it swung open, there was a shaking going on, because the prisoner of the door, of the keeper of the prison, the one that was supposed to have been watching, he fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But the foundation shook. That woke him up. And he was concerned about what about. Now, he was concerned because he didn't hear the voice of Paul and them. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
But Paul and them were still there, because the voice of their voices was speaking out to the jailer. We still here. The jailer's about to take his life because he thought they would escape.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what God do. He know how to get your attention.
Yes,
and the jailer said what he spoke. And Paul and them sold it. We still here. And he turned around and said, what must I do? He said, well, you just tell them to repent, otherwise to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's audible. God's voice is speaking, expressing in the time that we're living in. He's speaking to the point that the people of God must hear the voice of God. There is an enemy come in to try to take things away from God's people. He's want to set up, want to set you out to where the point you can't even hear the voice of God. But as he said, the voice of God, you got to know that his word is, as he said, his word is quick. Well, the quickening means living. It's a living word.
Mm-hmm.
It's still alive. And the reason it's alive, because God's word is never dead. It's always alive. It's always constantly moving, because the voice, his voice is yet and making it known to all of the people of God, and also the other people that listen to the voice of God. And when you listen to the voice of God, things start happening.
Yeah.
Well, it start happening because you're paying attention to the word of God. You're not listening to everything that's going on, because the mind, that's almost like when Paul spoke to the Hebrew people at chapter 4, and that 12th verse, when he began to tell them, he said, the word of God. What is the word? The word is, he said, it's quick. Why it's quick? Because it's living. It's a living word. And it also says it's powerful. Now, God's voice is powerful.
Yes.
His voice is powerful. And God know how to sharpen it. Is, you know, the word of God is like he said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp. That's what it's sharp. That is sharp enough that the voice can go and penetrate into the heart or the mind of your spirit, that is received. What they're receiving is receiving the word. The word get illuminated into your mind, and you think on the word. The word come alive, and it's scripture wise. The voice of God speak through his scripture to you, and it maintains all the absolutes in you, and it moves things. And then it's said the word is like a two-edged. It's a two-edged. The word goes in, it cuts all things out of what's not like God to begin to cut. Because you are listening to the voice.
Mm.
And when you listen to the voice, God always corrects things.
Mm.
Because he's the corrector.
Yes,
and he's he's the instructor. He instructs by his word. His word is instructable. It clarifies things that we've been missing God. We've been listening to God for the longest. The person of this world, when you of this world, you don't let God get his, you don't want to let God speak to you when you're of this world. But see, if you get away, as you said, separate yourself.
Separate yourself
from the things of the world. Mm. Separate yourself from the fleshly desires.
Jesus.
And get to the spiritual desires of God. That way your mind, your thoughts be purified. But the voice of God speaks expressly to the heart. for God works in the heart. That's why he's talking about it. That's why he was talking about in the Word of God. Say the Word of God is like two edged. It's like a sword. What it do? It pierces. What it do? It pierces in deep down into your spirit. It carves out, because the things in your spirit is not tuned to the things of God. That's to have to be tuned. Your mind has to be tuned. You get to the point that God begins to open up. He say even that it will divide. It is a dividing, asunder.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the marrow. It means that, as he said, the Word of God is a discerner. What the discerner discerns the things in you that is there, that when God begins to start speaking to you, you will hear. You would not hearken. You will obey. You will listen to him. Timothy, he'll speak some things to you, your life that's been hindering you, the things that you've been knowing that for a long time you've been bottled up with, but you don't know how to correct it. You don't know how to get out of it. You don't know what's way to do it. But especially when God can come and tell you how to get out of it. He tells you that whom the Son, he said, whom the Son sets free.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to set you free, because all your problems that you got, when you hear my voice, hearken to me, listen to what I'm saying to you. Do what I tell you to do from the beginning. When I started things in your life, I wanted to correct you in everything. When I spoke, when I said, him that began to go to work in it, I'll perform it to the day of me, says I, the Lord. I'm correcting you because you listen to what I'm saying. You're obeying what I'm saying. And he said, when you listen to my voice, you'll be blessed. The blessings begin to flow in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings follow you everywhere you go. You begin to wonder where these blessings are. It's God's power flowing, the voice of God, yet speak to you. Well, God will speak to you in a place that you didn't think God would speak to you. Well, he'll speak to you on the street, and speak to you in your car. It'll speak to you when you're laying down at night. It'll speak to you when you're going doing other things that you ought not be doing, but yet he'll speak to you. See, God, he's not a respectable person. If he said, I'll reign on the just as well the unjust,
mm-hmm.
and I'll still do what I said I would do. I will still speak to people that people don't think I will speak to them. Well, he said, I'll speak to ordinary people that think that they don't, that God came to speak to ordinary people, but he does. He speaks to other people, because he said, I'll take the foolish things, and it looks like foolish to the people of the world. He said, I'll confound those things. I'll make it look good, look foolish to them. I'll make it turn around for your good. I'll bring this to your path. My voice is hearkened through the land. My voice is going all through the land. His voice is so powerful enough that when you look back when Lazarus took and died, and then how the voice of the Lord came in, proving that his voice is so powerful that he went down in the course of the earth and he woke up a man who had died. He just knows that his voice went in.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to one. He didn't speak to all, because if he ever spoke to all of them would have came up.
Mm-hmm.
But he just only spoke to one,
yeah.
to prove that his word would do anything. His word would go. His word would go into the earth, and it'll loose things up in the earth. What he loosed Lazarus. Lazarus came up out of the grave, because Lazarus heard the voice of God.
Yeah.
He heard it in the spirit. The spirit went back into Lazarus' body, and came out of Lazarus. Lazarus came out of the grave with grave clothes on. But the voice of the Lord said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
God, the Spirit of the Lord speaking expressly time after time. He's making himself known to the world. So every person that's listening to this thing, listen to this voice today of the Lord, there's going to be a turnaround in your lives. God's going to begin to start. You're going to be starting to hear the voice of God, not the voice of your own, not the voice of people, but you're going to hear the voice of God, because God is, he's the one going to turn your life around. He's the one to have you tuned to him, not of yourself. You cannot know the difference between God until you learn the ways of God.
Because
the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning. So it was Word. His word begins in the beginning because he spoke everything. Everything was spoken by the word. And everything that's spoken by the word, the voice of God spoke these things and they appeared because he spoke it and it shaped the way he wanted it. He spoke how the planet was going to be. The voice. Everything was obeying the voice. Nothing didn't happen until the voice came, to the word, until God opened his mouth. When he opened his mouth, things began to appear. What do you think the world is today? Why do you think the world is today? Why do you think people build stuff? People talk. If they didn't have a voice, they wouldn't be able to build anything. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be able to, and you got to have some kind of communication come out of your mouth, a voice to tell people, to talk to people. What God, he's the God that talks, and he's the one that spoke. And when he said spoke, when he spoke, let there be. And that was be, whether let that be light. Light appeared because of the words that he spoke. And then he began to speak about the earth, let the earth come. And then dry land came. He's spoken into existence. The voice of the Lord goes in and it corrects everything. You may go through the, you may think sickness and diseases is spoken by word. Because you hear it. You hear the voice. The voice coming from people that's talk, that bringing the word out of their mouth to put up on you. And when they put it up on you, you have exactly what they speak up on you. And you hear it, and you, it gets into your mind, your subconscious mind, and there's lodges there. And when you say it out of your subconscious mind because of what you had heard, you had heard a voice. And when you hear a voice, you tune to that. And you instead of listening to it, and instead of talking to you, and your mind, instead of getting more geared up, and excited about what you're hearing. You're hearing bad thoughts. Well, it registers right in you because you listen to that voice. That voice is the one that puts you in that predicament because you listen to the wrong voice. The wrong voice calls you to be where you are. You listen to the right voice, you be where you are in the right way. So it's got to be a way that you got. That's why God has, that's why he's telling them that he wants the earth to listen. He said, I send my son for the world to listen to him. Listen to him. He came into the earth for a sacrifice for the world. That's why he said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the word of God. That's the voice of God speaking. And when he spoke it about to his son spoke it out to the disciples. That God sent me. His father sent him into the world. He was a God-sent man of God. God made him to be the God-sent God to send down into the earth that the people of the earth would get more in the spiritual realm, that they'll know the voice of him, a stranger, and they would not follow. Because as a stranger, you would follow the things of God. You would follow his voice because miracles happen because of what his word says. The words come to bring deliverance. He's not limited to his words. His words are forever settled in heaven. It's almost like he began to say in the 15th chapter of St. John, in the 7th verse, he said, now if ye abide in me and abide in my word and in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall. He said, it shall be done unto you. It's if you abide. Now, you got to abide in the word. You got to abide in the word. If you can abide in the word, that's the voice of God speaking. If you abide in God's word, and he's not limited to his word. That's why you got to glorify God. When God made it known to you, he was looking for you to glorify the Son. So the difference is now, your difference is to learn how to be attentive to God's word, being listeners. If you listen, you gain. But if you don't listen, you won't gain. You lose everything that God started from the beginning in your life because he's a remarkable God because he is the one. Now, you just notice that when James, the book of James, speaking about it in the 5th chapter, 18th verse, this is a prayer that manifested in the life of Elijah. And he said that he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. Well, they gave the rain because the earth had brought forth brought forth the fruit. Well, see, he prayed a prayer that caused it not to produce rain for several months, but the voice of God spoke unto Elijah. That's that voice. When God speaks, he told him exactly what he was going to do. He was going to bring rain. The voice went back to God. God sent the voice back to Elijah. So we got to know the difference between our voices and God's voice, because God, he never misses. He's always on time. He's a timely God. He's one that right now is wanting the people of God to listen, to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, and especially in this day and time that we're living in. We're living in such a crucial time that we got to know where we're at with God. Everybody don't know where they're at with God. They don't know where they don't know where God wanted them to be taken. So that's why God's telling us to pay attention to his voice. The voice of God is where God wanted exit the timing that we're living in to get you more to hear. Because every person that hears the word of God, as a transformation take place. Your mind, your thoughts, begin to think on those things of God. It's almost like God said, when I send my word into the earth, I send it there for a purpose. I send it there to keep the people that's like trusting in the cares of this life. And there's so much chaotic going on in this life. People are dying because they're missing the voice of God. They're not paying attention to God's when he's spoken in his word. That long life shall have satisfied thee. These are the words of God telling us. He said, I would not allow another disease to come upon the people of God. If they hearken to me and obey me and listen to my voice, I will keep them into divine health until my coming. My coming is very soon. But if they can just hearken unto me and just listen what I'm saying to, eat the fruit of the Lamb, not the fruit of the world, but eat the fruit of the Lamb, that everlasting life. The life is in his word. If you eat God's word constantly, feast on God's word, there's health in God. So I said he explained that to very well about how if we attain to his word is like life to us. It brings into remembrance of what his word said from the beginning of God. Because we be obeying everything that he's saying about his word, and the words come forth, and signs of wonder begin to start following because we listen to the voice of him. We're obeying God because he will keep sickness out of the midst of his people. He will not let sickness come upon his people if we walk in the ways of him and acknowledge his ways, because he draws what his word said, and his word will obey what it says. And he always made it plain to us. He said, my son, he said, my son or my daughter. He said, now attend. He said, now you attend. Now he's still speaking to us, to that voice. That voice is still speaking to us. The word is voice. The word is voice. He said, my son or my daughter. He said, attend to my word. He said, now attend to my word. In other words, he said, pay attention. Pay attention to Zachary. Incline thy ear. Or listen. He said, let your ear listen. Open your ears up to hear unto my saying. He used to have a lot of saying to us. And he said, now, my word, he said, now, let them not depart. Let not the voice of God depart from you. That's what he really said. Let the voice of God speak to you. Let it speak to you and depart. Let it not depart from thy eyes. He said, now, don't let them depart from your eyes. Now, you keep them in them. Now, you keep my word, or keep them in the midst of thy heart. Keep the word. Keep your ears open till your heart receive my word. And then you begin to hear the voice of God. He said, let them. He said, now, don't let them depart from you. He said, for they are light. Now, this is the best part of God's word. This part of God's word. He said, let them not depart, and then he began to tell us, he said, for they are life. What is in life? What is life? Life is through the word of God. He said, life unto those that find them. And then we'll know that if we find the Word of God, they are help. They are help to all our flesh. That's God speaking. He says it's help to your flesh. You want to live? Listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
If you want to obey, listen to the voice of God. If you want to be submitted to God, listen to the voice of God. Quit going in your own way. Acknowledge God. All the things that you're going, all battles are going because people are not obeying.
Mm.
They're not listening.
Mm.
Until you listen to the voice of God, he'll bring you out of it. And you have to wait for God. Don't move on suddenly on everything that you hear. It's time that you have to wait upon God.
Yes.
And listen to the voice of God. God, His ways is you. You just can't. You got to be just tuned to it. You got just no way other. You just got to be tuned to God, because this great man in the Bible days was tuned to God. Great, and in the Old Testament time, the Old Testament speaks about God was with men at that time. He spoke to men. He spoke out of clouds. He spoke out of things. Spoke out of the burning bush.
Yeah.
He spoke in his word. But that was a voice spoke out of that. Because Moses was dealing at that time that God spoke to him out of a burning bush. And he's still speaking to people today.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing the same thing today. He's not losing his voice. It's just the people that are not listening to the voice of God.
Yeah.
God ain't never lost his voice. It's the people that lost their hearing.
Yes, so if
you lose your hearing, well, you can't hear God. That's why he says, so then faith come by hearing.
That's
and hearing
right.
come by the word of God. If you don't hear the word, how will you know God? Which way you know God? How would you know about God? If you don't ever listen to his word or hearken to his word or obey his word, you're missing the whole point. That God, he's a deliverer.
Yes,
he wants to deliver you. You're the one delivering. God don't need delivering. We need delivering. That's why he come to save us. That's why he came to save us. Save us from what? Save us from our sinful ways. Because we begin to listen to him. Listen to the voice of God. And when you obey God, greater blessings come by those submitting to God and let God bless. Because the blessing add no sorrow. They bring joy, peace. When you obey God, it's almost like that saying about the insurance man. He said, talk about E.F. Hutton.
Mm-hmm.
He listened.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, listen. You got to listen. And if you listen, you'll be blessed by God. But if you don't listen, you can't hear from God. So we're stressing that to the world today. It's time to wake up. And whose voice you going to listen to?
That's right.
What voice you going to pay attention to? You got to pay attention. You got to hear. Your hearing is dull. If your ear is dull, see, God's not. His hearing, God's, he's not short of his word. He's not short of his hearing. He's not short of his hand. He's a God that promised. He made promise to the people of God. And if we all hearken unto the word of God, signs and wonders begin to start following.
Yeah.
And that's the way God's got it all set up. For every one of you that's out there listening to this, God has got a plan for every one of you.
Yes,
if you just obey his word, you don't have to worry about the economy. If you say to listen to the economy gets you in trouble every time you lean into the desires of this world. But God, he is the one. He's the one to own the silver, all the silver and gold.
Mm.
He's the one to supply it. He's the one to make everything. If the Wall Street, God put the money in the Wall Street.
That's right.
Put the money in the White House. God, he made everything there. But he didn't tell us to trust in. He didn't put our trust in man. He said, "Put my trust in me. I'm the one to supply things." But my God said, "I will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory."
Yes,
and as you so caught up in, if we call up in the things of this world, we'll be more or less trusting the things of the world than God.
That's right.
You look for the things of this world to supply your needs, but God didn't see if you obey God in His all. God got a plan.
Yes, he does.
He got a plan for everything. Everything that he's planned is for the kingdom of God. It's for the kingdom. That's what he planned it for.
Yes.
So you in the land, But this land here, what you call earthly, is an earthly that's going to be destroyed. Everything up on planet Earth is going to be destroyed. And this is coming, a new heaven and a new earth. It's coming and starting it over again. But
yes,
you won't
Lord.
Be here because this earth has to be cleansed and purified. That's why God has come. That's why he sent Jesus to purify the earth, to bring everything to the halt in and start this thing over. Because if it had not been from the Garden of Eden, he wouldn't have to come back. But it started in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, it
has. Adam started right there. And Adam didn't listen to the voice of God. Adam got out of the will of God. That's why the world is like it is today, because of Adam. Did not listen to the voice of God, but he listened to another voice.
Mm.
And when you listen to another voice, it gets you in trouble every time.
Yes, it will.
It causes you to fall.
It's
like you're not where you want to be. You're struggling. You have problems. You're trying to make ends meet. You're trying to survive. And the only way you're going to survive is through Jesus.
That's right.
He's the way maker. He's the one that made everything. He's the one to supply everything. When everything else fell, well, God, he know how to put he know how to put everything in respect. He know how to put money in your pocket.
Yes,
he know
he
how
does.
To save you money. You know how to. God is a business God. He gets in your business when you.
Yes, he does.
He gets in your business when you don't want him getting your business.
All
he still gets
right.
in your business.
So
he doesn't matter what because he's always trying to save. He's a saving God.
Yes,
he's trying
he
to
is.
Save
yes,
money.
He's
trying to save you on top of that. That's the way God works. His plan.
Evangelist Brown, this is so good today, but we are off the air. Would you believe it? We've been off a kiss about 20 minutes. But
well,
the young lady, I kept listening, and the young lady just hung up. We was on streaming, so she hung up until they cut us off. They got now waiting for host to call in for next week's show. So,
okay.
You know, God is so good. I just thank you. But coming on, because she was listening. She just wanted to hear everything. She was absorbing everything you were saying. And I have her number. I'll probably call her back and just tell her how I enjoy. Hold on a moment. Let me see. Can I get her? Hold on.
Yeah, get her.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Please press star.
Hello? Hello? Hello?